AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Turkey's government now says 95 people were killed in twin bomb blasts in the Turkish capital. The number of wounded in the explosions that targeted a peace rally in Ankara is 245. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attacks. President Obama called Turkey's president to extend his condolences over the bomb blast. In Ankara, that's the sound of distant sirens and a woman crying following the explosions at a train station. That sound courtesy DHA. The State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry has called the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to express concern over the spate of violence at holy sites in Jerusalem. Kerry said the U.S. is monitoring the escalating bloodshed surrounding a holy site for both Jews and Muslims, Temple Mount Haram al-Sharif. Violence has surged there recently. Thousands of African Americans from across the country have marked the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March on the National Mall. AP correspondent Jesse Holland reports.
On October 16, 1995, Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, along with other African American leaders, called on black men to come to Washington. Now, 20 years later, Farrakhan, along with a new group of African American leaders, called black men and women to come to Washington to renew the spirit of the original Million Man March.
An Army officer is recommending that Sergeant Bo Bergdahl face a lower-level court-martial and be spared the possibility of jail time for leaving his post in Afghanistan. Defense attorneys say the officer has decided the case should go to a military system similar to civilian courts that handle misdemeanor charges. It limits punishment. This is AP Radio News. New charges have been filed against former Iowa Lottery Security Officer Eddie Tipton. Jim Saunders is with the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
As a result of an ongoing investigation, recently developed information was obtained that led to the additional charges being filed on Mr. Tipton by the Attorney General's office. These charges are for ongoing criminal conduct, which is a Class B felony.
Tipton was convicted months ago of rigging a hot lotto game so he could win a $14 million jackpot. He's appealing and was free on bond, posted $25,000 bond, and was released from the Polk County Jail. In the West Bank, the sound of mourners chanting at the funeral procession of a Palestinian man who Israeli police say stabbed a soldier in the southern town of Kiryat Gat. Recent days have seen a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks against civilians. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.